Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Word of Mom Radio. I'm Dori DiCarlo, and I'm here today. You know how much I love my Tuesdays, and we are here with the fantabulous Janice Clark. And yes, we all know that's my made-up word for her, but that's okay. And we are here with the Social Media Help Not Hype Show, and I am so ridiculously excited this morning because we have a special guest star. And for those of you who tune in regularly to learn from Janice, you have had the opportunity to hear our guest today, who has made numerous cameo appearances on our show. So Miss Dorothy is here today, Janice's beautiful daughter. It is her last show as she is starting school. And I still tell people about the time that she came on the show and you told her that you were on the air with Miss Dori, and she was like, oh, Miss Dori, my favorite client. And I'm like, you know what? When you are the favorite client of a four-year-old, you have reached the pinnacle of your career. I'm sorry, it just doesn't get any better than that. So, Miss Dorothy, I am so excited that you're coming on to share with us today. How are you? Hi, are you starting school?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh my gosh, are you happy about going to school?
Mm-hmm.
I bet you are. Mommy's not as happy as you are, I bet. So tell us some things.
I'm going to meet my old friends.
Oh, how nice. And I bet you'll make some new friends, too.
Uh-huh.
Good. Oh, well, I am very excited. I cannot believe that I have known you for so long, and now you are going to be a school child. Wow. Unbelievable. Are you going to say goodbye to everybody?
Bye. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh! You're so welcome, honey.
Thank you, Dorothy. I appreciate it.
Oh.
Well, I hope that was a good conversation.
Oh!
Wasn't that good? I gave her the headset, so I couldn't hear you.
I'm like, okay, well, you know, recording's done. So goodbye, and thank you for having me on the show. Oh, my gosh, it's too cute. Oh, my goodness me. I'm wiping tears over here. That was just the cutest thing ever.
You know, and she's been with me right here for years. Periodically
mm-hmm.
Step in to say something or throw a tantrum or whatever it might have been. And next week, my baby girl starts kindergarten, and for the first time ever, she will be leaving me and gone 5 days a week, all day. So I thought, you know, this will be her last planned show with us.
Well, there you go. Oh, my gosh. It really went fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really did.
I'm still in shock that it's all happening. In a bit of denial. But
wow.
It's a good thing. She can't wait. She's very excited. I know her telling you she couldn't wait. She's very excited. She just can't wait to go to school and meet new friends and see her old ones. And she is just ready to go. And she's very well prepared, as you can tell. She's quite articulate for a five-year-old.
Well, heck, you know, she's been your assistant for all these years. Of course she's articulate.
Now, of course, one thing that we neglected to mention is that for several years she thought Dori was a blue fish from Nemo, so she was terribly excited every time Dori called because...
Although, do you remember when we did our Google Hangout and there was
yes.
something going on with my computer and it had this blue hue? So here I come in our Google Hangout, and I was still tinted blue. So you were like, she was
yes.
so excited.
There was no convincing her at that point you weren't a bluefish. that you weren't there.
I know, it's like, well. It's true, it's true.
Yeah, it's been interesting. It's been wonderful. But this will be her last show with us because she will be in school moving forward as we're on the air.
Well, it's an exciting time, and you know, I having sent off the three, and when I sent off my last one, those first couple of days, I was just like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I could do so much and everything, but I didn't have my little companion who did everything with me. And it was so, you know, I told you the story. I took her to the bus, and here she's getting on the bus with her brothers, and I'm waiting for the big hugs and kisses and everything else, and she just turns to me and throws me a kiss and goes, see ya.
Yeah.
And I'm standing there, like, with my jaw hanging open. I've been home with kids for 10 years. She didn't even wave. And when she got back, I was like, you know, not for nothing. You could have waved. She was like, Mommy, I was so excited to be on the bus with brothers that I forgot all about it. And by the time I started waving, I couldn't see you anymore. And from that day on, not only did I get my kiss goodbye, but she would stand there and wave to me until the bus could no longer see me. You know,
well,
but yeah, that first day, I cried for hours.
Oh, Dorothy, I said last week, I said, first of all, I should tell you that with school starting, I have spent a lot of time out with her this summer. I've worked very hard to make being a mother my top priority over the past years and 5 years, and I think I've done a very good job. I've spent a lot of time with her. But this summer has been a little special, and I have made an extra effort to really make sure we have just packed every activity into the summer we possibly could. And what that has meant, however, is that with the business and packing every activity in with Dorothy, something has to get neglected, and it's been my home. you know, I've kept up with all the basics. You know, our laundry's done, our dishes are done, we're, you know, but things that I typically do, I've just let them fall by the wayside, and knowing that, you know, as of next week, I'm going to have plenty of time to, you know, scrub baseboards and ceiling fans and floors and do a lot of the things, you know, organizing that I haven't had time to do this summer. So last week I said to her, I hugged her one night and I said, Dorothy, school starts in another week or two. And I said, I'm going to miss you so badly. I said, it's been you and Mommy here together for 5 years, every single day. I said, and now you're going to be gone. I said, baby girl, what am I going to do when you're not here? And she looks around and she says, well, you could clean house.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm sorry. Oh, no.
All right. Okay. I will be doing a lot of housekeeping, both at home and in the business when she goes. Yeah. You know, it's just a kind of an evaluation. Well, you know, you could do a little housework.
Wow.
You got to love them. You know, out of the mouths of babes, right?
I was just thinking the same thing. That is just, brilliant. I'm there you go. And, you know, it's a strange thing because it's such a transition. And for you who have just adored having your daughter around all the time, it is. It's a transition. But I'll tell you, after you transition in, yeah, I used to do the Monday morning happy dance.
how funny.
You know, but that's why I coveted snow days and stuff like that. Or if there was a sick day, if somebody was feeling sick, that's it. I'm sorry, my child's sick, I can't work. You know, and I would just put up, you know, that was before Hootsuite and all the rest of it. So I would just put the auto reply on my email and say, sorry, out of the office.
Yep,
you know,
that's
child
exactly
time.
Right. That's
so,
exactly right. So it's the end of an era for me and a beginning of a whole new period in my life and in my business. And our next show, before we get started on this one today, we're going to take a look back. We're going to kind of do a nostalgia show. I'm going to take a look back, though, and with a small baby at home, all by myself, managing a home, managing a business, growing my business to a six-figure business with a baby on my knee, two dogs at my feet. I'm gonna share how I did it. I'm gonna share the tools I used. I'm gonna share some time management strategies, some attitude strategies. I'm gonna share with all the moms who have little ones sitting at home. They never sit. What am I saying? No little ones are sitting at home with you. They're running wildly through the house. We're gonna talk about the types of tasks that I did, the compromises I made, and the balances, and how I made six figures a year happen. Even in the situation.
Well, that's a great topic. Yeah. And, you know, part of it, I'm sure, is what you're talking about today in those strategic relationships.
You know what? This is the cornerstone, truly strategic relationships. This is the key to it all. And this is a show that is very near and dear to my heart. I want to talk about this because most people do it badly. And, you know, very often the things I talk about here on the show are things that I've had, it's always things I've had experience with, but recent experiences, and I share examples, and I'll share kind of a general example with you today of someone doing relationships badly. Did I mention a dog at my feet?
Well, you know, he wanted to make sure he got his last cameo in, too.
Oh, no, she's not going anywhere. She's going to be with us for a little while longer. Much longer. She's my old girl. But she will continue making appearances with me for as long as she can.
Just didn't want us to forget her.
Yeah, she had to get her 2 cents in. She saw Dorothy talking on the phone, and I didn't hand her the headset, so she thought she should, get a little attention for the baby Sala.
There you go.
All right. Well, today, I'm going to jump right in here, Dory, and you feel free to – you're not going to have any questions, Dory, because, Dory, you're the queen of relationships. You want to know how to do relationships, just take a look at Dory. Dory is just phenomenal at building relationships. Dory knows everybody. Dory knows everybody who's anybody, and anybody who's everybody because, you know, she's Dory. Strategic relationships are the cornerstone of your business, and I can't stress these enough. Beyond the tools, beyond the spreadsheets, beyond the time management – you can do all of those things badly, okay? And if you're doing strategic relationships well, your business is going to grow. And that's all there is to it, okay? You can mess up everything else other than having a quality business, but that's kind of part of having good strategic relationships. You can mess up everything else, and if you have built quality strategic relationships, strategic partnerships, strategic friendships, and yes, those are all different things, your business is going to do well. I've always known friendships were important, but I honestly kind of stumbled across this by accident. In my early days in business, when Twitter was still an infant, and we were all just getting on and connecting with each other, in those early days, it was just exciting for me to go from knocking on doors and making cold calls to meeting all these fabulous people every single day online, as many as I could possibly reach out to, meeting all these wonderful people online who did all these exciting things. So in the early days, I was just connecting to be connecting and saying hello and seeing who would talk back to me. And over time, of course, from a larger audience of people who are willing to say hi, I found a smaller audience of people who were willing to have a phone conversation, willing to get to know me personally, who were like-minded in that they had a giving heart, a good nature, who believed in paying it forward and giving back. Those were all very important things. And that is what has really, really helped catapult my business, because it went from me pounding the pavement every day and knocking on doors and cold calling to a whole strategic alliance of people who always had their eyes open for potential new business opportunities for me. And, of course, in exchange, I always had my eyes open for strategic business opportunities for them. So I was no longer clamoring for my next client. I had 30, 40 people who were out there networking, talking, and who simply kept their eyes open for something that would benefit me. Suddenly, that many people working for me unofficially, because they weren't really working for me, they were just like Dory, partnerships of people who, when they heard somebody's in need of a good assistant, a good virtual assistant, someone needs help with social media, they said, oh, my goodness, I know just the person, and they sent them my way. And it's what started a series of leads coming into my inbox every single week that had been referred to me. And once someone is referred to you, well, they're half sold anyway because someone else has just verified, a third party has just told them what a wonderful person you are. All these leads showing up in my inbox every week that I wasn't having to kill myself for any longer. And suddenly I was on a regular basis sending out an email saying, hey, John Doe, I'd like you to introduce you to Jane Smith. Jane, John and I just met, and he's been looking for someone to do this for him, and I thought of you because I know how amazing you are. I just wanted to introduce the two of you. Thanks. These types of relationships, guys, they will make you a ton of money, and they will make you a very, very happy person. The problem is that most people are doing them badly. They don't know how to start a relationship like that. They don't know what they're looking for when they're out connecting with people. They don't know what to say once they find good people. They don't know how to keep the conversations going. They don't know how to act when with people online. They aren't sure how to be a person online. They know how to be a good person, a good friend in their personal lives. Maybe they don't. I've met some people like that too. But they don't know how to act with people online. They don't want to give. They're afraid if they give too much that they're you know, it's going to look bad on them, or they'll just keep giving and no one will ever give in return, and they just get discouraged and quit. And that's pretty much the progression that I see from people. So today I wanted to go over it. Really wanted to stress the importance, because you have to form strategic relationships if you want to do business. You have to. I need to say this one more time in case you missed those other times. You have to.
mm-hmm.
It's not an option. Whether you have a physical bricks and mortar store or you're sitting working at a desk, working from home all by yourself, you've got to form partnerships. The first thing you want to do is you want to go out and find people. I hope if you're listening to Word of Mom, you have some social networking profiles already set up. If you don't, get to work on that. Twitter and Google+ are two of my top favorites these days. LinkedIn. Facebook is taking a far behind these days, unfortunately, although it still has an area for importance, and it also depends on your business. Keep that in mind as well. It really depends on what your business is, what you're selling, what you have to offer. But these main sites are the most important, in my opinion, because all of these sites allow you to have actual conversations. And I saw something very interesting on Pinterest the other day. I got a pop-up saying they're now letting you message each other within Pinterest and talk and share, and so that looks like a very exciting progression. But for right now, Twitter is my all-time favorite. I've met so many great people on Twitter. Google+, LinkedIn, and Facebook are some big sites to have your profiles on. Make sure you're set up. As always, you've heard me say this before, but it's worthy of me saying it again. Make sure your profile tells who you are, what you do, gives a website, links to your other social sites. Make sure when someone looks at that, they can tell who you are, what you do, and what you want to do online. You know, we also have a tendency not to want to say, hey, Dory, I'm looking for more business. When Dorothy goes to school, Dorothy's going back to school, and I'm going to have more time on my hands. I intend to, for the first time in 5 years, I am going to purposefully attempt to grow my business. It's grown tremendously. I'm very blessed, and it's come from these strategic partnerships, but I have not set out on any day in the past 5 years to bring in more business because I just couldn't do it. When she goes to school, I am purposefully going to be looking to grow my business. So, Dory, if you hear of anyone who is looking for a good virtual assistant, who needs social media strategy, or who needs mentoring in social media, because I also offer some very small packages, medium packages, all kind and large. Hey, Dory, keep me in mind. I just openly said, Dory, me in mind, can you help me out? You would be surprised by the people who don't want to say that, who aren't comfortable just saying, hey, here's what I'm looking for. If you hear of anybody needing it, you know, could you please let me know? people don't want to ask for the sale. People don't want to, they don't want to offend by saying, I need help. They don't want to make themselves look unsuccessful by saying, I'd like more business. You need to get over that. You need to get over that. It's perfectly acceptable just to be honest and tell people what you want. Put it right in your profile if it's appropriate. That just meaning, depending on, again, what you're selling, what you're trying to do, what you're, it's perfectly acceptable though, just to let people know, here's what I have to sell, here's what we're offering, here are our services, feel free to give me a call. Give them a phone number. Feel free, I encourage you to connect with me. Send me an email. Put your email right in there. Tell people what you're looking for. Set up your profiles, and then you need to get on these sites, and you need to start meeting people. Where to start? There's some great tools out there for finding good follower wonk, WeFollow, Twiangulate. That's T-W-I. I like saying that one, Twiangulate. Twiangulate. And Tweeps, great ones. Communit, I love Communit. Now, it's a full analytics tool, but based upon my conversations and who's sharing, it'll actually divide people up into my influencers, my engagers, my supporters, based upon how often they share me, what they do. It will tell me, I logged in this morning and it says, maybe you want to re-engage these people. It's been a month since you said anything to them. Maybe it's time to re-engage, and it will remind me. These are really, really great things for me. Here are a few people. It'll say the box that says, here are some people you may want to consider following them. You've got some friends following them. They're similar to other people you're following. Maybe you want to follow them too. Twitter has a wonderful advanced search feature. Love it. Use it. Use it to find the types of people that you're looking for. Know who you're looking for. Who do you want to connect with? What type of strategic partnerships would be beneficial to you? Let me give you an example. And, Dori, I'm sure you have examples too, so feel free to jump right in here. We do virtual assistant services and social media strategies and social media mentoring. And so people I have traditionally looked for were SEO people, internet marketing people, copywriters, bloggers, PR people. I'm still looking for a good PR person to connect with and to do business with and to refer business to. I cannot tell you how many times one of my clients who loves what we do and relies on us and wants us to do business with them all the time, when they'll come to me and they'll say, gosh, I need a good PR person. Do you have any recommendations? I would love to have someone to refer. So, hey, I'm going to ask right now if anybody is a good PR person. If you know a good PR person, send them my way, just as a strategic relationship, just because I'd like to know someone really great to send that type of business to. These are the types of strategic partnerships I'm looking for. Now, don't be closed-minded. That's not the only thing I'm looking for. Who knows who else might potentially be a great source of referrals for me? Dori isn't any of those things, and yet Dori and I met, and she's one of my biggest fans. She loves me, and I love her too. I tell people about her all the time, share her shows, even when they're not my shows. And we'll be doing more of that once I have more time to do more. But these types of people, think about who your business is in front of. Think about the type of people you would like to be doing business with. Who else are they doing business with? Who else who's not a competitor, who's not with you for business, who else would you like to get in front of? Think about your target audience. Who else are they doing business with? What else do they need? If you're selling a weight loss product, think about your target audience. They're probably also buying exercise videos and exercise equipment, and they're reading blogs about good nutrition, and maybe they're looking for good nutrition for their children. And think about all the other things they're looking for, and consider who's offering those services, who might be a good potential strategic partner for you, and then start connecting with them. Use some of these tools that I've just mentioned to find more of these people. Do a Twitter search. Follow them. Reach out to them. Connect with them. Initially, I tend to go soft. You can be as aggressive as your personality warrants. I like to connect with people first and kind of look at what they're saying and get a feel for who they are online. I like to read people's online body language, so to speak, and keep in mind people are reading yours as well. You know, everything you post online is a reflection of you. Take a look at your profile, your Twitter feed, your Facebook feed, whatever the feed is you're looking at. Take a look at it. Are you just out there promoting, nothing but promoting your own services? Are you doing nothing but telling jokes or complaining or posting funny memes? Or what type of personality does your profile have? Look at it. Because you're going to be looking at other people's profiles. Well, keep in mind, when you start looking at theirs, they're going to be looking at yours. This isn't just about who you want to do business with. It's about who you want to attract to do business with you. So it's not just about the other person. It's about you as well. So take a look at your own profiles. Make sure that yours reflects what you want it to. And it could be some business and a little humor, and maybe you're sharing some hobbies, and that's all well and good too. The total package, that's truly the types of relationships people are looking for. Then you reach out to them. You follow, maybe you share some of their content, see what type of person they are by the information they're putting out. Reach out and say hi to them. Hey, Dory, I've really been enjoying your posts this week. Thank you so much for sharing. See if they say anything back. All of these little tiny steps are layers towards somebody accepting a phone call from you. It could, now, you know, I normally go with a softer approach because online, you never know, you never know who's behind the profile pictures. And so following someone and immediately reaching out and saying, hey, I'd love to have a call with you this week to discuss a potential partnership, you know what, maybe you're an aggressive personality, and there's nothing wrong with doing that, but you want to consider, you know, how it's going to look to the person that you're reaching out to. If you do that, if you want to go that aggressive, and again, there's nothing wrong with it, but you'd better make sure that you've got a great profile photo, that you have a nice social media profile, a good website, because they're going to take a look at you. They're not going to just accept a meeting out of the blue with someone who they can't verify as a real live human being.
Right.
You know, so just keep these types of things in mind. I normally go a little softer, and then after, you know, maybe we've shared a communication or two, I'll say, hey, look, you know, I love what you've been doing. I think, you know, I love your latest blog post on, you know, cheesy potato chips, whatever it happens to be, and would love to chat with you for a few minutes. You know, I think just, you know, it's Twitter, of course, you only have a few short characters there, so you may not be able to get much more in. See if they're open to a conversation. And that conversation really just needs to be a conversation to get to know each other. Just a couple minutes. Everybody's busy. You know, hey, Dory, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today. I am just going through some of the people in my network, and you know, I'm really just trying to step up my services and my business and what you're offering. This looks like something that my target audience could really find beneficial. And I was hoping you'd tell me a little bit more about yourself. What do you have going on? What have you been working on? And let them start talking about themselves. This type of conversation opens the door to having them suddenly feel like you're trying to help them. You know, you didn't call them and say, hey, Dory, hey, look, I have really been looking for more clients, and I was hoping you could help me out. That's probably not the best start to the conversation. Talk about them first. Ask them about themselves. Let them know that you know, you would love to, you know, that what they have to offer might be something that your target audience could benefit from, and you'd love to hear more about it. You'd love to get to know them a little bit. Let them talk. Ask them about their target audience. This is a great way to do a little market research. Ask them about their target audience. Who are they reaching out to? Who are they looking to get in front of? And then let them know what you do as well. And you know, you don't need any hard signed contracts at this point. I seldom get hard signed contracts for a very long time, if any. Many of my relationships are simply that. They're good, strong friendships like Dory and I have. That she keeps me in mind and I keep her in mind, and that's pretty much all there is to it. But, you know, hear them out. Hear what they've got to say. Tell them about you and see how you feel at the end of that conversation. Were you able to establish a rapport? Do you feel like the two of you connected? Do you feel like there's a potential friendship there? Let them know that you're interested and that you partner with other people, that you would love to consider someone that you could refer business to. Would they be open to something like that? Do they ever meet anyone or hear of anyone who might have a need of what you're offering? Again, you just hear them out. See how the conversation feels. Turn my phone off there. My cell phone's ringing. See how the conversation feels. And you're doing a lot of kind of feeling your way around here. At the end of that conversation, thank them, and then thank them online publicly. You know, go to Twitter, tweet them a message. Thank you so much for the conversation today. I really did appreciate it. Make sure, I like to use Twitter lists to stay in front of people. I put this person into a Twitter list. And over the next few weeks, I may retweet them a few times, share their content. Make sure that they know, even if they have said, you know what, my target audience has a need for what you're offering, and they might, because sometimes they do. Sometimes when they realize that you're looking for something as well, they're not quite as open, and you know what, then that person, they're not partnership material. But either way, you need to thank them, and you need to stay in front of them, because you want to make sure that they know you didn't just start a call just to get something out of them. Now, this brings me to another point. Don't start a call just to get something out of them. Okay? Don't reach out for a potential partnership with no other reason than just what you can squeeze out of these people. People will pick up on that. They really will. They will know that you have no intention of helping them, that it's all about you, and mm-hmm. you are not going to get any types of partnerships. An example of this happened to me a few years ago. I got a call from a gentleman. He was referred to me, and he needed virtual assistance. So I explained what we did, and we talked about pricing. And as soon as I mentioned our pricing, he says, whoa. I says, well, I'm going to tell you right now. He said, I can hire a virtual assistant around here for $10 an hour. Can you match that? And I said, no, I'm sorry, I can't. He wanted all kinds of things. I said, no, I'm so sorry. If you can hire an intern or something like that, that's lovely for that price. But I said, you can't get a qualified marketing assistant for that. I said, oh, I'm terribly sorry. And while we were talking, you know, we had been sharing social links. He had friended me on Facebook during our conversation. He had friended me on Facebook, and he had followed me on Twitter, and I followed him back, and we were kind of, you know, just exchanging, you know, where we were online. And so when he realized that I wasn't going to give him that price range, so we said, okay, well, unfortunately, we can't do business like this together, but thank you so much for the call, and that was the end of it. Well, I was thinking about him that night. He actually had offered a service in his business that might be, you know, beneficial to some of my clients. And I started thinking, and I had a client in mind thinking, oh, wow, you know, I bet this person could really benefit from this. So I went back onto Twitter. I was just going to look him up, and I saw that he had unfollowed me. And I said, okay. So I reached out to him, and I said, hey, can you give me some more information about this particular service that you're offering? I said, I have a potential client who may be interested. And I went over to Facebook. He had unfriended me on Facebook. Basically, he had completely disconnected from me. And even though I reached out and I had said, you know, could you send me some more information about your services, he never responded to me. He came to me for one purpose and one purpose only. He needed a cheap virtual assistant. And when he found out that I couldn't give him the one thing he had in mind, he completely blocked me out of his mind online. And the problem with that is that I could have sent him business.
Right.
And I don't know if he thought my message to him was just a way to get back in front of him. I'm not sure. Or if he just completely, you know, blocked me out of it. He didn't block me online, but he never responded to me. He's never talked to me again. And even though I've shared some of his content and retweeted him, he had one thing in mind and one thing in mind only. And when that didn't work out, the conversation for him came to a complete stop. And he lost business because of it. I could have sent business to him. Don't go into this with such a hardcore mindset of you know what you're going to get, you know what you want, that you shut out all of their opportunities. Sometimes I get a potential client on the phone, and sometimes they hire us and become a strategic partner. Sometimes, for whatever reason, they don't hire us. But they still become a strategic partner as time goes by. It doesn't happen right there in the conversation. They don't, you know, we don't decide that, oh, we don't have the exact service they need, or I don't have exactly what they're looking for, and then, you know, oh, hey, would you like to be a partner instead? The conversation is such that we really enjoy each other's, we enjoy the conversation. We have a connection, we chat, we laugh, we, you know, we each have something valuable, and I stay in front of them. Even if they don't hire me, I don't care. I stay in front of them. I chat with them. I share their content. I give back to them. And sometimes, and this has happened several times, the first mention of partnership or relationship is when I refer a client to them. That's a wonderful way of getting somebody to agree to send you business, is to email them and say, hey, you know, I remember you saying you did this, this, and this, and I just came across this person, and they're looking for it, and I just wanted to let you know. They're going to email you back, and they're going to say, gosh, thank you so much. I really appreciate you keeping me in mind for this, at which point you can reach back out and say, you know what, I've been thinking. Gosh, I think I could offer you a lot of this type of service. I think, you know, periodically I come in contact with people who need what you're offering. Would you be open to a conversation? You know, I'm all about relationships, and I love developing strategic partnerships of me referring business people and having them refer business back to us. Can I ask, what do you think about the services we're offering? You know, we've been chatting a little online, we've been retweeting, we've been sharing. Do you ever get in front of anyone who has a need for our services? Would you be willing to, you know, give us a recommendation should you find this type of person? Sometimes that can be the best way to start this conversation. And it can be a process. It really can. It doesn't necessarily happen overnight. It doesn't necessarily happen in one call. In fact, most of the time it does not happen in one conversation. Don't get discouraged. Don't get discouraged if it's taking a while. Don't get discouraged if you retweet 30 people this week and only two people say thank you. That's fine. You found two great people. Woohoo! On the Internet, you found two great people. You've had a wonderful week. Go with it. That's fabulous. I have another example, unfortunately, relatively recently, of a client, was a client of ours, who we spent a very long time trying to, you know, get this person in front of some good strategic relationships. But this person didn't want to give back. They didn't want to do anything for anyone else because they were afraid it would make them look like a follower. They didn't want to recommend anyone. They didn't want to share anyone else's content. They begrudgingly allowed us to retweet people occasionally. They didn't want to give anything. All they wanted was, you know, what can these people do for us? What can these people do for me? They weren't willing. And, you know, you've got to go above and beyond in giving. You really do. You really do these days. You need to go above and beyond in giving. You know, it's not enough to, you know, offer somebody, you know, if you have a book for sale, offer them a free copy of the book. You know, maybe that's nice. Offer them a free copy of the book and send them a $10 Starbucks card. You know, go above and beyond. Always go above and beyond. Don't just give the bare minimum. Your product, your services, they have value because you know what they are. You understand just how valuable what you're offering is. Other people may not. So begrudgingly doing something nice for somebody on the bare minimum level isn't going to get you very far. And people can tell when you don't really want to give, when you're not helping them from a standpoint of, I just want to help you. So, please keep that in mind. Please keep that in mind. This particular client, we would retweet someone, and she was just a fanatic about, did they thank me? Did they say something back to me? Are they retweeting my content? Well, if they're not, then I don't want to retweet them again. Doesn't always happen like that. You know, I don't count how many times Dory shares my content, and thankfully she doesn't count how many times I share hers either. I do my best. I do the best I possibly can to share and to give. But it's not always going to be a I give, you give, I give, you give, I give, you give. Go into the relationships from the perspective of you want to give and you want to do good for somebody else. You are going to get wonderful things back in return. these relationships are just mandatory for you to have a successful business. Dory, I have been talking this whole conversation, and now Solace pops in. do you have anything you want to add?
Well, you know, it's interesting because, again, with relationship marketing and building that those strategic relationships, it really is about the give and take. It's funny. I was thinking of – I shared on the show, my show a few weeks ago, Dr. Christina Hibbert, who wrote this fabulous book called This Is How We Grow. And it was a personal journey of her loss and going from a mom with three kids and pregnant with her fourth to her sister dying and having her two children now and 3 weeks later giving birth to her fourth child and having six kids. And the transition and everything that she went through, and I loved her book and I loved sharing her. And afterwards, I sent her a tweet and I was like, you know, I just so enjoyed our conversation and I so look forward to sharing you. And I meant it as, you know, resharing the archive of the show and stuff. And she sent me a message back and was like, you know, I'd love to become a sponsor, you know, mm-hmm. so can you send me some information? And I love that because the women who sponsor our shows have are all people that I connected with.
Right.
You know, it wasn't just, hey, we're looking for sponsors and taking anybody.
Right.
It was all different people I created relationships with. And so when I sent her that message, it was not with the intention of her becoming our newest sponsor. But she was just like, I love what you're doing, and I'd love to be a sponsor and have you share me on your shows. And it was just so cool because that's what it is all about. It is about taking that time. It is about just, you know, when I see somebody post something where they're feeling that lost feeling or whatever, I will always message them and be like, you know, here's my phone number. If you ever need to talk, I'm a good listener.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other agenda there. There's not another agenda. I'm not looking for their business. I'm not looking for anything. I just reached out because they were feeling sad and feeling like no one was there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it is taking that time to actually read the posts instead of just going down and liking people in your feed. And things like that. It just taking that extra moment to let somebody know that they matter is so important. And I want to say hello to our sponsors today, ifnotyouwho.org. Debbie Dutton and Alyssa Sunger have a fabulous website, ifnotyouwho.org, and it is to help prepare your child for kindergarten because over 4 million kids are starting kindergarten without the tools. Because parents, they don't come with a rule book, and we don't know the things that we should be doing. And it's a free website with over 300 activities that take less than 10 minutes. They started out as a sponsor of our show. They now have every third Wednesday of the month productive play here on Word of Mom Radio. They became radio show hosts under Word of Mom Radio. Why? Because we created that relationship. And we shared each other, and the conversation happened, and they decided to sponsor the show. And then as they were moving along, they were like, you know, we really want to do a show, but we don't want to do it on our own. We'd rather do it under Word of Mom Radio. And I absolutely love how this has all happened. Look at what has happened. I did a show on mompreneurs when I was on a different show, The Three Wise Girls with Debbie Barth and Linda Alexander. You were my first mompreneur that I reached out to on Twitter that I created that relationship with. And a year and a half later, you started doing social media help, not hype, and it was you and me. Me on Thursday and you every other Tuesday. Then Cena Block came along with Managing Mompreneur Mayhem and our Wednesday rotating platform. We now have Kaz Winters on the first Wednesday of the month doing the Sneaky Mom, because she feels that kids learn best when they think they're playing. And her show is geared more for that middle school kid, that you know, elementary, where you kind of lose. They're not really doing after-school activities, and how do you keep that learning going? And then Glenda Cates from Branding Beyond Blogging. She and I connected on Facebook, started messaging each other back and forth and stuff, and she was like, you know, I've always wanted to do a show. Do you think you could give me some ideas? And I gave her my phone number. We started talking, and She is the second Wednesday. Tomorrow, as a matter of fact, her show, wait a minute, let me get my glasses because I don't want to squint. She has Rachel Webb Herrera coming on, and she's with Just Between Friends. And the show is about partnering with direct marketing selling bloggers who work with charities and that, you know, and finding ways to help each other. And I love what Glenda does with Branding Beyond Blogging because she matches mommy bloggers and product and things like that and wanted to do something, didn't know if she could do it. And I was like, you can, and come do it on Word of Mom Radio, and I'll be there with you. I get to be your Roz in the background, just like I get to be with Janice. Why did all of this happen? Because of strategic relationships. Because of having no, if you go in without an agenda and you're just there to connect with people, the agenda happens on its own. That connection evolves on its own. When people think, I mean, I've had so many people, you know, send me a friend request and I will accept their friend request on Facebook and boom, get a message from them. Hey, here's my business. Da-da-da-da. I'm like, wow, you know, got to tell you. Totally turned me off. So if this is what your friendship's about, really not interested. And, you know, and it's people not understanding when you go through their newsfeed and all that's in there is their business, their stuff, buy this from me, get this from me. They don't get it. They don't get it. That they wonder why nobody's commenting and nobody's liking their page and nobody's doing this and nobody's doing that. Why? Because they're not offering anything of value. They're just trying to make you buy something. And yes, you know, there's nothing wrong with wanting people to buy what you have. I have a product. I want you to buy it. But if that's all I do is hit you over the head with my product. Exactly. Everybody's got something. But it's how. It's the how, not the why. Right. You know, I mean, you start with why because you are, I think that that's the difference between men and women in business. Women have the why. And we have a, we see a need that needs to be filled or whatever, and that's kind of our impetus. But the social part of the whole online experience is that social part. Hey, what do you do? So tell me about you. I'll send people direct messages after I'm looking at their tweets and really loving what I'm sharing and their content that I've been retweeting and stuff. And it's like, wow, I'd love to know more about what you do and who you are.
That's it's the natural same question people have. When they meet you and they like you, then they naturally want to know, oh, yeah, what do you do for a living?
Exactly. Exactly. And but that's the whole thing. It's the natural evolution. If you naturally let things evolve, will it take a little longer than maybe you want it to? Sure. But if you naturally let things evolve, they will come around to your needs too.
And you know what? You know, you can't. Another thing, you know, and I'm reminded with this previous client. You know, we would reach out to someone and we would get her a conversation, and if they hadn't sent her any business within a few weeks, she was ready to be done with them. didn't want to talk to them anymore. Didn't want to share with them anymore. You know. Your best referral partners aren't going to have business for you all the time. You know, they just aren't. The key is building up enough of these relationships, going into it with the possibilities wide open, because who knows what the two of you could potentially do together. Once you get to know each other and like each other, respect one another, once you really fully understand what the other person is doing in their business, you know, the possibilities are endless, but they may not have an immediate client for you. Don't get discouraged. Keep the relationship up. Nurture that relationship. Keep them in a list. Pay attention to what they're doing. Share them. Retweet them. Say hello to them sometimes. Just reach out once in a while and say, hey, how you doing? I was just thinking about you. In fact, I have a whole list of those people that I'm going to be doing that with this week. Why? Not because I expect business from any of them. Just simply because there's a list of people that I haven't talked to in a while. It's been a busy summer. We've all been running in different directions. And I'm just going to reach back out and say, hey, how are you doing? These are all people who said they love us, who said they would love to refer business to us if they had the opportunity. And now I'm just simply going to reach back out and say hello, see what's up in their lives, reconnect. I'm not going to ask for any business from them. I'm simply going to gently remind them that I'm still here and I am still their friend and I am still here for them. Now, if they happen to have business they want to refer, fabulous. If it happens to remind them that they're supposed to be on the lookout for business for me, so much the better. But if it doesn't, that's okay, because I'm going to continue doing what I do, doing a great job, building new partnerships, new alliances, and staying in touch with the old ones. That's how we do business. That's how we've built our business, and that's how we will continue building our business. And I have a challenge for all of the people who are listening here on the Word of Mom Radio. I want you to try this. I want you to reach out and meet somebody this week. And, hey, if you want to practice, practice on me. This week, any week, just reach out, introduce yourself, let me know that you listen to the show. You know, a lot of people are very uncomfortable doing this type of thing. Practice on me. I love it when people practice on me, and they do it. I put out this challenge every once in a while, and so periodically I will get a message on Twitter, Facebook, somewhere like that, saying, hey, I heard one of your shows, I read your blog post, and you said I could practice on you, so we'll do it. Let's practice. You know, I encourage you to do it and get comfortable with this, because it is how you are going to truly explode your business. And that's all I have for you today, Dori. Back to you.
Well, and there you go. So I hope you all take that challenge. And again, you know, this is why the social media help, not hype show is really help. It's not hype, because Janice is never going to tell you that it's not work. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's worth it. It's worth it if you do the work right. You know, it's so funny. I just talked to somebody the other day, and they were talking to a social media specialist, this and that, blah, blah, blah. I was like, just be really careful. I was like, because that foundation that you build, if you pour the right foundation, then you can build that social media marketing. If you pour the wrong foundation, you are going to spend months digging up that concrete.
That's right.
You know? So if they, you know, look at their work, make sure you go in and see who they are and what they do and everything else. See the you know, how they share people's content and everything else, because it's really important. And, of course, referred them to your show. I constantly, how do I do this? I'm like, trust me, just listen to the Social Media Help Not Hype show. Go back into Janice's archives. You're new. You're starting out on Facebook. You're starting out on Twitter. You're starting out on Pinterest. You're starting out, it's like, go back to the archives. And Janice will walk you through. Go to the LinkedIn one. I'm a prime example. I'm serious, Janice, since you did that show on LinkedIn, there is not a week that goes by that I don't have more endorsements, more people connecting with me. In 2.5 months' time, I went from 124 connections. LinkedIn stops at 500 plus. I was at 500 plus. I was on LinkedIn for 6 years. Okay.
Awesome.
You know, yes, because you actually know, you know, she knows what she's talking about, guys. You are getting free information here that you should be taking advantage of and just thanking your lucky stars that you found the Social Media Help Not Hype show, because it is going to change your business and it's going to change how you do your business. And then you can listen to Sina's Managing Mompreneur Mayhem and she'll tell you how to organize it all. So they're the perfect, that's why I love our Tuesday Business Spotlight, because between the two of you, the tools, the ideas, the information, everything that you guys share is everything you need for your business. It really, truly is. And it's so exciting to me to be a part of it. And it's been a great conversation. Again, tomorrow, Branding Beyond Blogging with Glenda Cates. And then Thursday, I have the eThink Tank for Moms, the first of the three shows that we're going to be doing. We're doing one in August, one in September, and one the beginning of October, leading up to their event in New Jersey that Word of Mom Radio is going to be broadcasting live from, and we're going to actually be doing live tweet chats during it and everything else. So, yeah,
Google,
I know.
Pardon
Google
me? Hangout coming? Google Hangout?
I'm hoping. I am hoping. And, you know,
it,
so, I know. You, I know.
Lonely
see, that's the whole
people,
thing.
Somebody contact me.
You know, I'm serious. It is a transition, Janice, but you will be surprised. And the wonderful thing is you'll wind up getting all of your work done, and then when Miss Dorothy comes home from school, you don't have to think about a thing until she leaves for school the next day.
That's exactly right.
Believe me, you know, been there, done that, got the T-shirt, and I loved how that T-shirt fit, you know? I did. I'd get up in the morning before I woke the kids up, got a little work done, get them, you know, make them breakfast, drive them to school, come home, get my work done. And when they walked in, I was done until I put them to bed and I did a little bit more work in the evening. And that was it, because that was always my main focus too. And that's why we do what we do. That's why we're mompreneurs, because the mom is so much more important than the entrepreneurial part. Not that there's anything wrong with being in business. It's a great thing to be. But it's the job of mom that will be the one that will be your most fulfilling forever. So, you know, make it work and really love it. So make sure you reach out to Janice, bizmsolutions.com. Reach out, start that conversation with her. Follow her on Twitter at bizmsolutions, or you can also follow her at Janice_Clark. And, you know, in laughing about the promotions and stuff like that, today as I was tweeting out the shows, I'm like, oh, you know, I really should put BizM Solution, Janice, at Janice_Clark. Yeah, it only took me like 2 years to figure that one out. I should put just both in to look on both your, you know. I mean, it's those little things that it's like, duh. And you know what? I have been doing this a long time. You're never too old to learn that, oh, wait a minute, I should also do this. You know?
This way.
So,
I get it. I completely
that's
get
right.
the story. I really do.
So be open to the change. Be open to learning. And be open to the new ways to make your business grow. And on that note, Janice, thank you so much. Give Miss Dorothy a big hug and a kiss from me. And to all of you tuning in, thank you so much for the time that you spend with us here on Word of Mom Radio. Share us with your friends and come back and hear us all the time. We're always here live or live in archive on your time. So until tomorrow, this is Dori DiCarlo saying thanks so much for tuning in, and we will speak to you soon. Bye for now.
Bye.